Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sarah Smith brings us back 77 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with David Dossi, our intellectual property attorney in the Brain Trust, my corporate intellectual property attorney, in full disclosure, David is, and he's with Gallagher & Dossi, invention-protection.com is the website. David, thanks again for being here. We appreciate the great insights you're giving us into intellectual property. One of my goals in life is to make sure small business owners understand that they're creating, they should protect and defend and leverage their intellectual property, and you help us with that, and we appreciate it. So talk to us, wrap things up for us. What are some other things that we need to know about this?
Okay. Well, I tell people that once patents are in the public domain, they're free for the taking. So if it's free, it's not stealing. Now, there are some precautions
Meaning, when the public domain means when it's expired, it's the owner can no longer claim ownership of the patent.
They can no longer enforce it against anybody.
Right. Okay.
Yes. So there are still some precautions that you have to consider. That you have to fight the temptation of making improvements to it, and that's contrary to kind of human behavior, because you find a design that may work, like that TV stand from a hospital from 30 years ago, and you say, well, if I just did this, it would be a little bit better, or did this, because those improvements, let's face it, modern patents are improvements on things that have been around. Mm-hmm. So those improvements may then take you right into the realm of somebody else's patent. So that's one thing you have to be cautious of if you're using a public domain design, is to accept that if you're accepting that trade-off of capitalizing on someone else's prior investment, then improvements to it and tweaks to it may increase your risk. Another thing.
And what would that? And tell us again where that risk would come from.
Okay, so let's take the example of that TV mount that was in a hospital 30 years ago.
Right.
If I took that and I said, well, it would work a little bit better if instead of springs I use pneumatic dampers, and it needs some sort
of vibration. So now I'm infringing on another patent somewhere?
Right. There may be a patent today that is still enforceable that is basically
it's basically a little bit of a minefield you got to be out in the middle of there, that you got to be careful about, right? I mean, you just can't go blundering around like a bull in the china shop. There are parameters. There are people's rights and property that they're going to protect.
Absolutely. Yep. But it is still it's a tremendous asset to mine that, well, I don't want to say asset. It's this huge repository of design, mm-hmm. product designs, that if you can recognize that this tool that a plumber used 100 years ago has great application, and my tire installation service, my local Jiffy Lube, it may save my technicians hours a day and go about it that way.
Right. What about trademarks?
Well, yeah, another precaution is obviously trademarks. And people think of trademarks always as a name or a phrase, but you have to recognize that product designs can be trademarks too. So if it's a very recognizable product design in your industry, and even though you may look and say, oh, they don't have any patents on it, you ought to make sure they don't have a trademark registration on that product design, because that's always a possibility. It's not particularly common, but if it's a really well-known design that someone looks at and says, oh, standing 100 feet away, I can tell that hoist is manufactured by company XYZ, then there's a good chance that design may be a trademark registration.
Mm-hmm. Not just the mechanical patent part, or the name, the logo, but the actual shape, the form.
Right. And that's the value of trademark registration of product designs. While it's difficult, it can last indefinitely. You can keep renewing it, unlike a patent that has a fixed term.
You also recommend we pay attention to what our competition is doing, right, in case they're up to something?
Absolutely, and that's just this. The Patent and Trademark Office records are really a wealth of information, and you can monitor your competitors' activities by just getting to know a little familiarity and use free tools online to monitor patent applications.
I still say, folks, set a budget aside, find somebody like David, and give them parameters. Okay, this is the industry I'm in. I'm looking for opportunities in this area. Find them for me. What's wrong with that, David?
No, that's ideal.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, David, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen, invention-protection.com. That's the website. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.